Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to What a Night, part of the 90 Min Podcast Network, talking all things Tottenham Hotspur. We're joining you for a very special edition, just after Spurs have beat Brighton 2-1. Jude Summerfield, we're here at the game.
Well, it's not live from the game, I suppose. But
After the game. We're live at the stadium.
Live at the stadium now. It won't be when people listen, but...
You figured out the passage of time.
I've done a lot of reading of late. this is the first time we've been to a game together, holding hands throughout the whole thing. Yeah. It was lovely. A really fascinating game.
It felt like a game that had everything in the way, because there was so many different things going on.
It had absolutely everything.
I think the first half, I actually thought, I know that the mood of the stadium was quite one of agitation, did you not think?
I think Spurs were
no worse than Brighton. They just happened to be losing. Yeah. Which is kind of, that's where the agitation comes from, really.
Yeah, I'd go along with that. I think we've seen it a few times now with Spurs in particular, where they can get rattled in those first halves. They take a while just to get acclimatised almost, and then once they understand, you know, they've got a good second half to just go at a team, they seem to settle down and try to play their stuff a bit more. I actually didn't think that win was going to come at the very end there.
No,
it didn't.
I thought the opportunity went.
It looked like the chance had gone with I think Højbjerg smashed one into the roof, which is, you know, to be expected, I suppose. But
it's not like him.
But yeah, the first half was. I mean, I think they were just upset by a fair amount of the Brighton play. There were passages like from the side that we were watching where it was just far too easy for Brighton to just get out, just picking little pockets here and there. And like, I'm not sure how efficient the Spurs press looked, but you know what, they got through it in the end and.
They did squirm
a victory,
because it really could have gone either way, because it did feel like after Spurs got the equaliser for Sarr on the hour mark, it felt like the momentum was with Spurs. It felt like they were going to go through and score another, like in the Brentford game.
But
didn't come, and then they looked a bit gassed out in the last 20 minutes or so.
They looked gassed out, and they just couldn't get the ball to Son and Johnson in space. A number of different things seemed to be happening to Johnson on the right hand side here that just resulted in him being stuck in the same spot, almost not getting the chance to get the ball out of his feet and run.
Yeah.
And then Son was sort of similar on the other side. But there was I can't remember who it was. It might have been Welbeck over here, who just slid one past the far post when
Welbeck or Fatty.
Yeah,
I think they both had chances like one after the other, didn't they? Yeah,
that they were in quick succession, and I've seen those go in a few seasons ago when Trossard scored late on.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got it about them, Brighton, to go and steal a late one. It's just it. Thankfully, didn't happen for us. And I really would have thought that goal, the second goal for Spurs, would have come.
It felt like it was coming. I was quite shocked that it didn't.
But I was surprised it didn't come a bit sooner. You know, not in that you know, the disrespect to be like, oh, once the momentum is there, it should be easy.
It did feel like that.
When Spurs have launched comebacks of late anyway, it's been bang, bang. You know, they get
an equaliser.
And then they go on and get another one, and then it's sort of like, oh, well, everything's rosy now, because we turned it around in 2 minutes. Whereas this one was still okay, they got themselves back into the game with a little bit of, I don't know if it was luck through Sarr, but it was a nice finish, and then just had the wherewithal just to keep on rattling away and get that last goal in the end.
Well, you saw me, Jude. I was in the middle of an opinion piece about
I saw you.
What was it told again? I can't remember what it was told anymore. It was... Spurs have been figured out. And they had to an extent. Like, I thought in the first half, Brighton really slowed the game down. It was like the Brentford game, where they just kind of frustrated Spurs. And I think if this was a game earlier in the season, I don't think Brighton would have done that. I think Brighton would have tried to have just played their own way, keep it moving. But I think Tottenham have quickly let the Premier League know, if you let them play the way they do want to, you're going to lose. So it does feel like maybe it's a little bit of respect to Tottenham, but also, is this the next stage of evolution? Is this, do Spurs need another gear to click into? Now, that handily fits into the narrative that the final goal was made by two substitutes. The Spurs now have more depth. You looked at the bench today, it was the first time maybe all season, you thought, oh, wow, there could be some real game changers here.
Mm.
And it ended with Son bursting down the line, crossing for Brennan Johnson, who... We were both worried it was going to go over.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's going quite high.
It really was high. I mean, like, who doesn't love a finish into the roof into net? But if it was on the penalty spot,
it's going over. Yeah. He's very lucky that it was so close to the goal already.
He was so close. He had no choice but to whack it in the back of the net, yeah. I mean, like, just before kickoff, we were hearing from the announcer about, you know, it's been months since we've had a Spurs squad like as packed as this, and you know, it's just typical that obviously they go into half time one goal down, having given away a penalty, and you know, not looked quite so slick and sharp, but they turned it around.
They did,
and
they kept at it.
Like you said, they had. Son won't be sort of the impact substitute. I'd be surprised if. That turns into his role for the second half.
I'm surprised if it is ever an impact stuff like Son.
Yeah, but my God, what a... It's like that... do you remember that a few years ago? I think Diego Simeone was pictured on the touchline not celebrating an Atletico Madrid goal against Barcelona. And they asked him afterwards and he was like, because I saw Lionel Messi warming up. I don't know if Son is Messi, but I don't think anyone was... Yeah, I'm not sure people were celebrating.
Yeah, they weren't thrilled. Brighton at that point... I think Spurs started the second half really well, and then when the goal came, it came after a bit of pressure, and the first thing that Spurs do after that, they bring on Son, Johnson and Bissouma.
Yeah, which are really good calls, to be honest.
Yeah, they all had, well, before the goal, Johnson wasn't that good, but he scored the goal, so you can't argue with it.
But
Bissouma was quite good as well, I thought.
Bissouma was good when he came on. It's quite odd in that, you know, you start with Werner and Kulusevski, and neither of those are... I know Werner has got pace, but we watch him play, and he's not somebody who gets to the end of the pitch and puts it in, really. He's going to stall a little bit and look for the right amount of time. Kulusevski's like that as well, but he's got a bit more conviction and, you know, cunning to his game.
We saw that at the start of the second half, didn't you?
Yeah, and then when you bring on Son and Johnson, it's just like it's two players who are completely different, aren't they? They want to play with high pace, they want to play with the ball like really in front of them, coming onto balls in the box and finishing like that, instead of being, you know, a little more creative and not necessarily slower, but like their players. Johnson will thrive when things are happening quickly and he doesn't have too much to think about it and he can just hammer it in, and obviously Son is Son and he's amazing when the game's played at pace. So I thought the change of tact out wide was quite interesting. Because those are two completely different players.
Yeah, they are, and I think that was my problem in the first half. It was Brighton knew what Werner and Kulusevski were going to do every single time. Kulusevski, because he's just quite one-footed, and when he's not full of confidence, you know what he's going to do. With Werner, it's almost like he thinks in slow motion, and it felt like it was right in front of us, him taking on Lamptey, and it felt like every time Lamptey just knew, I can read his mind, I know what he's going to do. He's letting me know what he's going to do before he does it. So it changed a little for him after the break, but Kulusevski, I thought, really, he switched up. He looked a lot more aggressive. He was really getting down the line a lot more. He really wanted to spin Estupiñán and get into space. And then Bentancur, who had a really poor first half and was at fault a little for the penalty, giving the ball away on the edge of the box, he kind of grew into it as well. They both came. They both got subbed off, and I think that was the right thing to do, but they managed to at least provide some positive impact before the break. Before their substitutions.
Yeah. I mean, like, those subs coming straight after the goal does look... It might look a bit strange in hindsight. I mean, they would have happened anyway. But you just wonder if maybe it stunted their momentum a little bit. I mean, I think they were the right choices regardless. It's just that a little 10-minute malaise after that goal did sort of kick in before Brighton then started creating a few more chances and going close at the other end.
Yeah, because after that split momentum, it kind of died back down a bit. And I think there's been...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Maybe a recurring thing in some games that I can remember off the top of my head where Spurs, they kind of go so much, so far, so early that there's a lull at the end.
There's a bit of a gap.
They just can't quite put it together. They couldn't quite keep the ball. And I thought Brighton throughout pressed really, really well. And there's credit to the team and their tactics and the coaching, because De Zerbi's not even here today. He's back in Italy after going dental surgery.
Yep.
But they're a good Premier League team, and they're going to feel very aggrieved. I know the analysts who are sitting right behind us are probably really aggrieved.
Well, there was one fellow
who losing their rag, just smashing the table.
One fellow looked like he was about to explode. Like the gammon colour that had changed in his face. It was quite something. But I feel like Brighton will be disappointed they didn't come away with a win. Obviously, they've probably shown enough on another day to edge that game, and they would have done. And it wouldn't have been unjust if they had won, but ultimately, they came up a little bit short against a good Spurs team. I mean, I don't think Spurs had like a Madison on you know top form today, which might have made things even more convincing. I suppose he seemed to be getting in Charlton's way like a fair amount.
Still with some teething issues with how everyone fits on the same pitch together.
Yeah, just a few of those, but even. I don't know, you sort of think like, oh, it's just that one little bit that needs to come through here and they're through, and it just wasn't quite clicking.
Yeah.
But, you know, pick up the tricky wins when you can. Like, Brighton are they're a good side, and we saw that by, like, I mean, Billy Gilmore had a fabulous game.
Yeah.
I thought he was dropping deep in some of the little no-look passes he was putting into midfield and down the line. Was making it pretty tricky for Bent and Kerr and Sarr throughout the whole day.
Yeah, a lot of those Brighton players, obviously going to be disappointed, but they could come away with their head held high. They were really good. And I sat next to the other side of me, Jerry Cox from Haters, and he was talking about he couldn't fathom that Brighton just haven't really strung some wins together this season. I think it's a little bit because this is what happens. You know, we've become so normalised to Brighton actually being really good. They deserve to come sixth last year. They definitely deserve to come above Spurs. They won the Europa League group, which is a massive thing for a team that's in Europe for the first time ever. This is a good team. There's a really good test for Tottenham today. And to have come through it at the start of this three-game run of three home games at 3 p.m, I really feel like coming out the other side of it when Spurs go to Villa away, you'd hope that Spurs will be in a good position to try and cement top four by the time they go to Villa Park.
Mm.
And they needed to win this today. Because they just kept feeling like people talk about, oh, get three wins there. It's like, it's never as easy as that. But not, Spurs got through the first test, but still got through it. And I think, well, the mood's positive. You've never seen scenes like that in here, have you?
I haven't. No.
It's nice, isn't it?
Like we were mentioning earlier, it was more Christian Stellini for me towards the back end of last season. I do remember coming to this game, and it was fabulous. But it was entertainment for different reasons, I'd say. You know, whereas this one was, you know, there was a fair amount of time wasting throughout. But it was still good football on show.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone will be too disappointed with what they've seen today.
Yeah.
It's one side, really.
This is what Saturday 3 p.m. is about.
Yeah.
Enjoying your weekend.
Yeah, we didn't get like five or six goals, but like maybe we might expect it.
Got scenes, though.
But we got good scenes, and we got a couple of really nice goals.
Yeah.
Which I'm...
And that goal at the end. Now, we haven't actually watched it back yet, but I'm convinced that it started with Jan-Paul van Hekker, who was doing a man marking job on Madison the whole time. He came really high up into the Spurs half.
Yeah, it was quite...
And that kind of opened the space up for it to allow So Madison to Richarlison, Richarlison to Son. He runs down the line, cross it for Johnson. He puts it in.
He was egregiously high up the pitch. Not really sure what he was playing at. I'm just trying to find the goal now because hopefully it doesn't.
That one.
No, it cuts it.
But we can see there's a big gap in the defence.
Yeah.
Just stop
just,
it there.
There's a big old
So obviously circle. That moves everyone across because that means Veltman's got to go wide to Son. Belaba, who's coming back, he's looking at Bissouma. Estupiñán's too far away from Johnson to get to the ball.
Yeah. I think that looking back on that now, that's a very odd move from your man Van Hecker to be that high on the pitch. It's an odd celebration, this from the lads. They don't look too.
Do you reckon he thinks it's offside somewhere?
Maybe.
Because Estupiñán was playing Son on. Estupiñán was playing Son on like massively.
Yeah. It's odd. But Ange's calm as well.
He's used to it now.
He's seen it all before.
He's like, oh, that old chestnut, a late goal.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was going to be a late goal after the week that Spurs have had. All the talk about, Spurs need to play their style. And I thought Ange came up with a good quote yesterday where he was talking about, like, the aim is for us to be scoring rather than conceding, but this is just what the style lends itself to. Now, I thought that was a little bit disingenuous because I don't think a lot of the goals that Spurs have conceded late this season have come from going gung-ho. I think it's just from a lack of control, which that comes down to teething issues of the first season with a new manager.
Yeah.
But you saw today the benefits of you keep going. And they didn't look gassed for that move. I was saying they looked quite dead on their feet the last 20 minutes, but they found a second wind in there. Maybe that's another thing. Maybe they thought somewhere psychologically we can still get one, there's going to be another chance. They didn't believe it was going to be that Højbjerg one. They didn't think that their great scheme was okay. Pierre, can you have a shot from 20 yards out?
This isn't
the play we're going to run.
This is your time to shine.
We need a hero. Pierre, I want you.
I have chosen. You are the chosen one. You are the chosen one, Pierre. Yeah, it's wonderful. Wonderful scenes. What were you talking about before, Pierre, there, sorry? Completely lost track.
I can't remember. Something about, was it the goal?
It was something,
the actual
something
goal? I can't remember. Something like that.
But yeah, completely lost track.
My head hurts a little bit now.
Van Hecker, what was he doing?
What was he doing? That's what he was doing. But Spurs just kept at it. And I thought that was just, we haven't, the press conference hasn't happened yet, but I imagine one of the first questions is going to be about, you said about that, he's going to kind of, I don't think it'll do it as like a lap of victory, but it'll just be like, that's what happens.
Yeah. That's who we are, mate.
You
mess around and you find out, I suppose. Which is,
that's what I always say.
Which is what you've always said.
Yeah, exactly.
You've never reneged from that at all. That's always been your line.
Got to be true to yourself.
Yeah, and that's great, you know. So, hopefully next week is Wolves, which is a bit more of a tougher game than probably we would have expected.
Wolves lost 2-0 to Brentford today.
But Wolves lost 2-1 to
2-0.
2-0.
2-0, get it right.
2-0. I thought it was
the bees are back, baby.
To score like every game. No, it wasn't. That was the only game.
They had one without offside.
Well, I'm sure that. Well, last time they came to London, they smashed Chelsea. I don't know Chelsea.
I was at that one. That was fun. That one.
You were at that one. And I know Chelsea are not Spurs at the moment. And very
Reguilón player of the match on Who Scored? Got an assist.
You're
what a great day for Spurs.
that's the cherry on top, isn't it? A Who Scored player of the match for Reguilón. But
you got an assist and a clean sheet. You can't argue with that.
Yeah, I mean that game next week should be pretty fascinating. I can imagine it'll be more Wolves. Soaking up and trying to hit on the break again.
They're good Wolves.
They are good, and they only beat Spurs earlier in the season through some absolute worldies.
At the end of a nonsense week.
Yeah, the end of a nonsense week. So hopefully there's a bit more revenge in the offing there, having got some today over Brighton, who are famously a bunch of cheats.
Okay, I think we can end it there.
Yeah,
it's time to go. Right, thank you for listening, everyone. Hopefully this won't be with you too late. If you haven't subscribed and left a rating yet, please do. It helps a lot. And we'll catch you hopefully in the week or maybe the week after.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.